KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, dense fog and 36 degrees in Atlantic after an overnight low of 45. Good morning, or 35, that is. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. A dense fog advisory is in effect for the entire listening area, in fact, most of the state of Iowa, until noon today. Visibility should be mostly a quarter mile or less, or that could be varying in some locations to even less than one quarter of a mile. The low visibility should prevail much of the morning and create hazardous driving conditions. Because of the dense fog, we have several school districts that are starting late this morning. That includes Atlantic, a two-hour late start, AHST, 2 hours late. Audubon Community Schools are 1 hour late. Cam, Elkhorn Kimbleton, Exira, and Griswold, all those schools are starting 2 hours late. Riverside is 2 hours late this morning. No morning preschool at Riverside today. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool will have no morning preschool at the Nishna Valley YMCA. No morning preschool at Atlantic Little Lambs today. Atlantic Head Start will have a two-hour late start this morning. Also, there's no morning exercise classes today at the Nishna Valley Y and Atlantic, and Child Watch there will open at 10 a.m. In the news and topping our local news, a stabbing and a beating incident in Atlantic early this morning resulted in two men who were hospitalized being arrested, while a third person was detained for questioning. Police and emergency medical crews were called to the scene in an alley behind 1011 Birch Street at around 3:45 a.m. One of the men was cut or stabbed in the abdomen, the other apparently hit with a metal object of some sort, possibly a pipe. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green.
It just appears that there was an altercation amongst a couple of individuals, and that basically there was a knife involved and possibly a blunt object. And right now we've pretty sure we got most of the players rounded up here. We just have to sort through all the details.
Green told KJAN News that officials are investigating the possibility others may have played a role in the incident but fled the scene before officers arrived. We expect to have more information later this morning. News time is 7:09.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and Cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Officials at the Stewart Police Department report a fight Saturday morning led to serious injuries to one person, two arrests, and the recovery of stolen weapons. Authorities report one man was stabbed while another was intentionally covered with gasoline and nearly set on fire by another male subject. A stolen handgun was also recovered nearby. All the suspects have been identified, but their names have not been released to the media. And one of the two is in custody, while other persons face charges related to the fight. Two other adults who were present at the fight were arrested for charges connected to a home burglary in Stewart that took place on Friday. Stewart police officers conducted search warrants at residents in Stewart, Rural Adair, and Earlham. Stolen property was recovered, as well as six stolen rifles and two stolen handguns. Several of the firearms, including an SKS rifle, were recovered by Stewart officers at a residence in Earlham. A male at the Earlham residence was arrested for various charges, and several other suspects have been identified and face charges related to the burglary case. The police report did not mention the names of the suspects or victims at this time. Police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested Saturday evening on four charges. 22-year-old Shane Michael Murley of Red Oak was taken into custody on charges that include serious domestic assault, child endangerment, simple assault, and obstruction of emergency communication. Murley was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Two people, including a teenager from Lenox, were injured during a single vehicle crash Saturday night on the Adams-Taylor County line. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports deputies were called to the scene at around 9.05 p.m. Upon arrival, they determined a vehicle driven by 16-year-old Taylor Joe Foster of Lenox had entered the north ditch after being overcorrected. The teen's actions caused the 2004 Chevy Tracker to overturn. Foster was ejected from the car as it rolled. She and an unidentified passenger in the vehicle were transported from the scene by ambulance. The extent of their injuries is unclear. The Adams County Sheriff's Department was assisted at the scene by Corning Ambulance, Lenox Fire Department, Taylor County Sheriff's Office, Lenox EMS, and the Lenox Police Department. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
In the funeral announcements, Sharon K. Blott, age 64 of Elkhorn and formerly of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Sharon Blott will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Irene Sterrett, age 96 of Audubon, died January 21st at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A memorial service for Irene Sterrett will be today at 1:30 at the Friendship Home, with the Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Clifford Walker, age 75 of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Clifford Walker will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Congregational Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dorothy Irene Peterson, age 89 of Nevada, died Friday at the Story County Medical Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Peterson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marvin J. Sorensen, age 89 of Exira, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marvin Sorensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Harold C. Johnson, age 92 of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Celebration of Life services for Harold Johnson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Lewis Congregational, or rather the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Cindy Kohler, age 60 of Greenfield, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Cindy Kohler will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Bill Antisdale, age 55 of Rural Anita, died Friday in Minneapolis. Celebration of Life services for Bill and Tisdall will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Carol Hagedorn, age 72 of Manning, died unexpectedly Saturday at her home in Manning. Funeral services for Carol Hagedorn will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of the arrangements. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.